And you know, we couldn't let Valentine's Day pass without checking in with BPP's resident singer-songwriter, editorialist Jill Sobule. Jill sent us a new, brand new, never-before-played song. It's called Bloody Valentine. But, she says, it's not an anti-love diatribe. She wants to inspire people to embark on new relationships this Valentine's Day with hope. Take a listen to the world premiere of Bloody Valentine by Jill Sobule.
You're scary. You terrify me. I should draw the blinds, do it all the time. I keep my love inside. I'll be your bloody Valentine. You're lovely. I've heard such good things. Tell me that you're kind, but I'm still afraid to find just a bloody Valentine. Maybe I'm worried it'll come back around. My hands have been bloodied 'cause I knocked a few down. Yeah, maybe I'm worried that this is my time to get my heart broken, be a bloody Valentine. You're scary, you petrify me, but I sure like you. I hope that you do too, and all of it comes true. If not, then I'm resigned to be your bloody Valentine. If not, then that's just fine. I'll be your bloody Valentine.
Valentine, written by Jill Sobule and Robin Eaton. Dave Carpenter on bass, Brian Head on drums, Jill on shredding guitar at the end of the song. This was a BPP World exclusive, but you can hear this song on Jill's next record, which isn't finished yet. More on that at jillsnextrecord.com. And Jill's looking for help coming up with a name for her band. So to give her your ideas, go to our website, npr.org/BryantPark.
That's it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. I feel we've learned something today, Rachel. I feel we've learned that when people in Georgia are really thirsty, they get grabby, land grabby.
Here's what I've learned. Political pundits and contemporary slang don't mix.
Those voters who are in the Republican primary who are seniors, age 65 and older, those are McCain's peeps.
And family values and good sex are not mutually exclusive.
For those lessons and more, check out our blog, npr.org/BryantPark. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. This is the BPP from NPR News.